It's coming down to the wire in the presidential race.
Here's President Trump campaigning in Erie, Pennsylvania last night.
Before the plague came in, I had it made. I wasn't coming to Erie. I have to be honest. There's no way I was coming. I didn't have to. I would have called you and said, hey, Erie, you know, if you have a chance, get out. But we had this thing won. We were so
and Joe Biden is off the trail, but he did give an interview to Milwaukee TV station WISN. He was asked whether there's any legitimacy to unverified emails that purport to show he and his son Hunter profited off the Biden name in Ukraine when Biden was vice president.
None whatsoever. This is the same garbage Rudy Giuliani, Trump's henchman. It's a last-ditch effort in this desperate campaign to smear me and my family.
But will it come up in tomorrow's final debate, and how should the candidates handle it? Let's bring in our political strategist, Alice Stewart, the Republican. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Robin. Great to join you.
And Bill Press, the Democrat. Hi to you as well.
Hello, hello.
And I want to ask just how you think the candidates are doing. I'm going to start with you, Alice. President Trump has been gutting Dr. Fauci and Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, leading locker-up chants about Michigan's Governor Whitmer, who was targeted by white militiamen who on tape are saying the same things the president is now saying at rallies. You know, we don't want to be in a lockdown. You know, Republican pollster Frank Luntz says the Trump team is running the worst campaign he's ever seen. They should be sued for political malpractice. Do you agree?
I think Frank is certainly very outspoken on this, but Robin, it's pretty obvious. We have 13 days until Election Day, and this should be about the needs of the American people, not about the personal grievances of the American president. And what they need to do, the Trump campaign, every day moving forward, is talk about COVID. And what they can do to certainly reassure Americans that they're working on a vaccine and what they can do to be safe and ask the question that is foremost on Americans' minds. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And a new Gallup poll shows that 56% of Americans say yes, they are better off. And that's a message the president needs to drive home.
I'm going to stay with you 1 second, Bill. You're going to jump in a second. But Trump is also signaling that he's going to bring up Hunter Biden. We just mentioned those unsubstantiated emails provided by Rudy Giuliani. Again, Frank Luntz says nobody cares about Hunter Biden. This is to what you're saying, that the president is off message. On Fox this morning, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee agreed. Should Trump, Alice, do you think President Trump should bring it up?
Whether he should or should not, he will. And the reality is this is not about Hunter Biden. This is about the question of whether or not Joe Biden profited off of foreign money, off of Ukraine, off of communist China. And the questions should be answered. But in the next 13 days, that's not what American people care about. They are concerned about their own personal needs and not about Hunter Biden and whether or not Joe Biden worked together to receive money, which raises question about his whether or not he will be influenced if he were to be president. But I don't see that as an issue the president needs to continue to bring up.
Okay, Bill, well, we're going to bring you in now to talk about this. What do you think Joe Biden should do? Because Alice is clear. The president has been clear. He's going to bring it up, and there's going to be a debate on Thursday, and Joe Biden is going to have to come up with something to say.
There are 3 points there you discussed with Alice. Let me just comment briefly on each one. Number one, Hunter Biden. I love when they talk about Hunter Biden. This has been investigated by the media. It's been investigated by Republicans in the Senate. As Gertrude Stein said of Oakland, California, there is no there there. And every minute that Donald Trump spends talking about Hunter Biden is a minute he is not talking about the issues that Americans care about. So the more he talks about Hunter Biden, I think the better it is for Joe Biden. You know, secondly, in terms of Donald Trump's message, I agree with Alice. He should be talking about COVID. He should get off the personality kick. I would point out that the Hill newspaper today quotes Senator John Cornyn and Senator John Thune, the second ranking Republican in the Senate, saying the president should stop get off his personality attacks and start talking about policies. Will he? I doubt it, but that's what he should be doing. And thirdly, I agree with Alice that Joe Biden should also be talking about COVID. That's what he's been talking about from the beginning. He has made this election, tried to make it a referendum on coronavirus. I think that that has been his message. He should continue that message from now until November 3rd. And I think the message is just this, this simple. 8.3 million Americans have contracted the disease under Donald Trump's lack of leadership. 220,000 are dead. We're told the worst is yet to come. I just heard your story on what's happening in Wisconsin. 36 states are reporting increased cases. And so Joe Biden should say, who do you trust to get us out of this mess? The guy who screwed it up? Or do you trust me? I think that's the message, and it's a winning message.
But, Bill, the fact is Joe Biden is not making that message right now. He's not on the campaign trail. He's preparing for this debate on Thursday, and you could ask whether or not that debate is even going to be consequential in the final days of this election. Why isn't he out there right now putting that message out?
Well, first of all, he has been putting that message out, Peter. Kamala Harris is putting that message out. Other people are, that is the mess. That is the message of the Biden campaign, right? I do not know, honestly, do not know what the message of the Trump campaign is. That is the message of the Biden campaign. As far as tonight, you bet he will hammer home that message in the debate. You know, this debate is interesting tonight or tomorrow night, right? Normally, the debate would favor the incumbent. I think this debate favors the challenger because all Joe Biden has to do is not make a serious mistake or gaffe, and he'll be fine. Donald Trump, with only 12 days tomorrow to go, has to find a way to turn the momentum of this election around, which means he's going to have to be on his best behavior, and he's going to have to talk about the serious issues, not Hunter Biden. And frankly, I wouldn't put money on the fact that he'll be able to contain himself.
Well, but Alice, I do want to ask you about that because you say COVID, COVID, COVID. And that, you know, how does he talk about COVID when he's dismissing it and it's saying it's disappearing when we know in just about every state it's increasing? We're heading into this surge in the winter months. I mean, doesn't he have to be reschooled on how he talks about COVID-19?
I think it's important not just to talk the talk, but walk the walk on COVID. And moving forward, it's important to make sure and reinforce the guidelines and the requests that are being made by our public health officials with regard to wearing masks and social distancing and reinforce.
Alice, hold on. I'm sorry, because I really want to hear this from you. He does the exact opposite. He says it's going away. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
That's my point. He needs to change the topic of conversation and what he is saying with regard to making sure that his actions match the words that the public health officials are giving and reinforce to the American people what he is doing to find a virus. And he needs to get this off a referendum on him and make the case for this is not a referendum on President Trump. This is a binary choice between the Trump policies and Biden policies, which are limited government, law and order, fiscal responsibility, and making sure that Americans can put food on the table. And that is a stark contrast to Joe Biden.
Well, but Bill, hold on, because I know you. I want to give you something to chew on too, because you know, as Alice just acknowledged, I mean, I don't know that he can do this, but also he seems to be appealing to people who don't want him to. I want you to listen to something, because our friends at WBUR spoke with two Republicans in New Hampshire, one hotelier Dan Innes and teacher Leah Walchko. And they were asked about what is thought of as Trump's failure with COVID-19. They don't see it that way. They like what they're seeing. They want to get out, as he says. Let's listen.
You know, he came down with COVID. The guy got through it just fine, and he's back out on the campaign trail. If that isn't a message of strength and hope, I don't know what is.
My mother-in-law is in one of those nursing homes. No more seeing the grandchild for Nana. Is my mother-in-law never going to leave her solitary confinement? What's the reason to be alive?
Bill, how do Democrats respond to that? Trump is saying what they want to hear.
Democrats respond by telling the truth. The truth is we are not turning the corner on the coronavirus. All the evidence is out there. Robin, you've been talking about it, Peter. You've been reporting it. Again, 8.3 million Americans with the disease, 220,000 dead. Right. Yes, there are some people who believe Donald Trump. They are wrong. And he is wrong. And he's out there saying we're turning the corner. And he's out there calling Anthony Fauci, a disaster. Now, how does that get the truth out?
I think part of getting through COVID is opening up schools and businesses safely, and that's the president's priority.
Just quickly, we have a minute left here. Alice, this reminds me of what you said at the top of this segment. There was a Gallup poll that, you know, 56% of Americans think they're better off 4 years ago. I've spoken with those Trump supporters as well. But what they don't say is, how is the rest of the country doing? And, you know, the coronavirus is one example, the racial strife that's going on. I mean, there's so many other things going on that I don't think that President Trump is adequately addressing.
Well, certainly, Peter, obviously no one wants to have to deal with coronavirus and the circumstances with regard to that. But you cannot blame all of that on President Trump. And the bottom line is, when you have 56%, more than half of Americans feel as if they're better off, that is a good place for any president to be. And it's certainly something he can tout.
Peter, Ronald Reagan said, it happened on my watch, and this has happened on Donald Trump's watch, and he
we got to leave it there. Bill Press,
Bill Press, the Democrat, Alice Stewart, our Republican. Thanks so much to you both.